know what that sound means. It's another exciting installment of the Van Brawl Season Podcast, where we talk local sports, both the Atlanta Pro franchises, like the Braves, Hawks, Falcons, and we also talk the University of Georgia Bulldogs. So strap in, guys. It's another exciting episode about to start right now. What is up, Podcast Land? It is your host, Jamin Joe, of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. And after a nice, relaxing birthday week off, we're back on the show to talk a variety of sports. We're going to talk about a banner weekend for Georgia athletics. We're going to talk some Atlanta Braves baseball as well. I'm also going to talk about the Atlanta Hawks. I was fortunate enough to go see the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, take on the Charlotte Hornets and find out a couple historical nuggets about the Atlanta Hawks that have to do with the number of points they scored and with their losing streak that is now dead to the Charlotte Hornets. So, but before we get into the sports conversation this week, guys, it's time to get a word from our sponsor. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original smoke barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So, we're going to begin, as I said, we're going to talk a ton of Georgia athletics on the show. And we're going to start things out with the Georgia men's basketball team. As I teased all week long, I was going to do an instant reaction show, win, lose, or draw, after the Georgia game against Wake Forest. Georgia finds a way, minus starting big man Russell Chiwa, minus guard Arjun Sunahara, and minus wing player Jabri Abdurrahim. Georgia finds a way to beat Wake Forest 72-66. Well, what's so impressive about that is we saw Georgia really get back to doing what made this team so successful in games. They shot the three ball extremely well. And the other thing that you have to know about March and postseason play is it's about guard play. And Georgia's guards really stepped up in a major. Justin Hill led the way for the Georgia Bulldogs off the bench with 21 points. He played really, really well. He was really calm as far as making his free throws down the stretch, which was extremely, extremely important for the University of Georgia. For Georgia, they can get some big free throws down the stretch from a big-time playmaker in Justin Hill, who I said finished with 21 points. Noah Thomason had 19 points for the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia's second leading scorer. Georgia also had a nice night from freshman Dylan James, who I've been extremely high on. I know those of you in the Georgia Twitter sphere, shout out to my boys Brent Wilson and Fletcher Proctor. I know you guys might be the biggest Dylan James fans I know, because we all see what type of skill and what type of talent the true freshman from Winter Park, Florida has. His upside is the real deal. Dylan James shot the ball with confidence today from the outside. He also had that nice baby hook shot in the lane as well for the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm just so proud of what Georgia did going on the road, beating a quality team in Wake Forest. Now, I get Wake Forest's leading scorer was out. I get that. Injuries happen. You know, as I said, Georgia was down three guys. But it was a battle of wills. It was a battle of who wanted it more. And the Georgia Bulldogs made sure to come out of Winston-Salem alive with the victory. So where does Georgia go from here? Georgia plays at Ohio State coming up Tuesday night. When you think of Georgia and Ohio State recently, you think of the Peach Bowl. You think of Noah Ruggles hooking that kick wide left. You think of Georgia's epic comeback against Ohio State on the gridiron. It's going to be fascinating to watch this Georgia team go up to Columbus, Ohio, and give Ohio State everything it can. The winner of that will go to Hinkle Fieldhouse, home of the Butler Bulldogs, to be a part of the NIT Final Four, as the Georgia Bulldogs are one step closer to getting to Hinkle Fieldhouse and being a part of Hinkle Magic. Again, I'm just so proud of Mike White. I'm so proud of my Bulldogs for finding a way. You know, You know, as I said at the top of the show, you know, minus Russell Chiwa, minus Jabri Abdur-Rahim, and minus RJ Senahara, Georgia's guards really stepped up. Dylan James played great. Silas Demery continues to be a difference maker for this Georgia team, the true freshman out of Raleigh, North Carolina. You had to think this afternoon's game was huge for him, getting a chance to play in state or against one of the many state schools in North Carolina. Again, I'm just so proud. I'm so proud. I'm so happy for Mike White. I'm so happy for us fans. I'm so happy for the team. These dogs continue to show fight and continue to give Georgia fans belief and hope and proof that my guy, Mike White, is the guy to lead Georgia basketball into prominence and hopefully the NCAA tournament next year. So again, as I said, Georgia will travel to Ohio State, to Columbus, Ohio, to take on the Buckeyes Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on ESPN. A big opportunity for the Georgia Bulldogs on deck to keep their season afloat. Again, I just can't get over the play of Georgia's guards today. They really played well down the stretch. Justin Hill, Noah Thomason kept making big shots, big plays. Dylan James continues to make plays. You know, James Deloach did a really nice job on the boards for Georgia against a very talented and tall and athletic team in Wake Forest. Georgia really, really handled its business today. Again, I'm just so proud. I'm so proud to be a dog. I'm so proud of the kids, of Coach White. And now we get a chance to take on a Big Ten foe in Ohio State. It's going to be an awesome, awesome atmosphere, I'm sure, in Columbus. And Georgia's going to have its hands full. But if there's one thing that I know about this team, Coach Mike White is going to have these guys ready to go to be up in Columbus on Tuesday and give Ohio State its best shot. Hopefully it works out like for the football team as Georgia takes on Ohio State on the hardwood for a chance to go to the NIT Final Four. So that is going to wrap it up for our Georgia Bulldog basketball part of the show. Just wanted to get that in there right as the game was ending. I was just like, dude, I got to get behind the mic. I got things to say. So the other big piece of news when it comes to Georgia athletics, the Georgia Bulldog baseball team. As Georgia began SEC play last weekend at Kentucky, Georgia unfortunately got swept last weekend. And a lot of people were kind of wondering, you know, how would Georgia respond with Alabama coming to Athens this weekend? Well, Georgia responded in a huge way. Friday night was rained out, so they played a doubleheader on Saturday. Game one was the feature game on SEC Network. It was a nip and tuck battle. Corey Collins smashed a home run to start out the game for Georgia. Charlie Condon continued to do his A-plus work, hitting several home runs for Georgia. Georgia pitching with Charlie Goldstein had to fight because credit to Alabama's offense. Alabama really made it tough on Georgia at times. But Georgia in the ninth rallied and had the bases loaded for shortstop Colby Branch. Colby Branch ended up hitting a walk-off grand slam to beat the Alabama Crimson Tide in game one, 9-5. It got no better than that, than coming off the deck like that, beating Alabama. And then in game two, we saw Georgia really take advantage of Alabama again. Charlie Condon again smashing home runs. Condon has 16 on the campaign for Georgia. Charlie Condon, as I've said before, is the best player in America in college baseball. If you haven't had a chance to watch this kid, YouTube him. He will probably be the number one pick in the Major League Draft this upcoming summer. And I believe the Cleveland Guardians have the number one pick. If they're smart and have any brains, they will draft Charlie Condon number one. Charlie Condon can play anywhere. He can play third. He can play center field. He can play right field. He can do it all. And he has an incredible throwing arm. He has a howitzer for a right arm. He can really, really throw it. When he throws it, it kind of reminds me when he's at third base, he looks like Austin Riley. Because, you know, Riley's got a really strong arm for the Braves. And then when he's out there in the outfield, he looks like Ronald Acuna. And he can just, you know, let it fly. I mean, Charlie Condon is the ideal five-tool player that every major league team and franchise is looking for to build around. The kid is a once-in-a-generation type player. Again, if you haven't had a chance to watch him, go on YouTube and you can watch probably the best player to come out of Georgia in maybe a decade. The things he can do are just absolutely sensational. But it's not just him. You know, I mentioned Colby Branch had the walk-off grand slam for the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, Slade Alford is a guy who's got some big-time pop. I've talked about the true freshman, Trey Phelps. He's been good. I've talked about, you know, Corey Collins, big number six. And Georgia's catchers are good, too, with Fernando Gonzalez and Henry Hunter as well, who was key in that bottom of the ninth in game one. He got the big RBI single to get the bases loaded for Georgia, which would lead to Colby Branch's grand slam. Georgia really, really, really impressed me and impressed a lot of us in Dog Nation on how they came off the deck like that against a really talented team in Alabama, who last weekend took 2 of 3 from Tennessee at home. And Tennessee's a really good team. And speaking of Tennessee, that's where Georgia goes next. The Georgia Bulldogs travel to Knoxville to take on the Tennessee Volunteers in a Friday through Sunday series. Georgia goes on the road again the following weekend as they go to Starkville. Going to Starkville is not the easiest place in the world. Duty Noble Field is a really tough place to play, as well as Lindsey Nelson Stadium is. But those of you that are unaware about college baseball, basically trying to win a series in college baseball on the road is like trying to win a game on the road in SEC football. It's really, really difficult. It's really, really difficult. The SEC plays the best college baseball in all the land. That's why you see LSU and Florida and Georgia's rivals like that go to Omaha every year. And heck, I'll throw Tennessee in there too. I mean, what Georgia has breathing down its neck the next couple weekends is going to be tough. We're going to learn about this Georgia team. Can they go on the road? Can they take this momentum that they got over the Alabama Crimson Tide, over sweeping them, and take it on the road and beat a quality team in Tennessee and a quality team in Mississippi State? One interesting thing about Mississippi State baseball, and I'm sure not a lot of people are aware of, Mississippi State is a pitcher that is ambidextrous, which means he can pitch with his left hand or his right hand. I watched this video on Twitter the other day and couldn't believe my eyes. Georgia will be facing this kid in 2 weeks, I assume. And it's going to be fascinating to see how Georgia handles facing an ambidextrous pitcher. You don't really see that every day. I remember a while back the Oakland A's had a guy who was ambidextrous. So it's been done before, but I think the rule is once you pick a side of the plate to pitch to, you have to stick with it for those batters. I don't think you can switch mid-AB and be like, hey, I'm going to go lefty here, and then flip back to righty. Or if you're righty, you can flip back to lefty. I don't think it works like that. But the fact that there's a pitcher in college baseball that's ambidextrous, that's quite impressive and quite fascinating. It truly is. So that's what it looks like for the Georgia Bulldog baseball team. It never gets old sweeping away Alabama in baseball. Or heck, beating Alabama in any sport. It really doesn't get old. It never gets old. And I'm so proud of Coach Johnson for answering the critics like that, for coming off the deck and sweeping away a quality opponent in Alabama. It's huge. As I said, Georgia goes on the road this weekend to take on Tennessee at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. And then the following weekend, they go to Mississippi State to take on the Bizarro Bulldogs at Duty Noble Field. So that's going to wrap it up for our Georgia Bulldog part of the show. So now, guys, I'm going to tell you about the Atlanta Hawks and my Hawks experience that I had on March 23rd of 2024. The Atlanta Hawks were taking on the Charlotte Hornets And when you think about the Hawks and Hornets, the Hornets' record is 17-52 before Saturday night's game. And the Hornets have recently owned the Hawks. The Hawks' last victory against the Charlotte Hornets was December of 2022. For some reason, it's weird how certain teams own certain teams. It's really bizarre. But for some reason, the Hornets have had the Hawks' number. I can't explain it. For some reason, the Hawks have struggled with the Hornets, but not last night. The Hawks, with me and friends and family in attendance, went on to defeat the Charlotte Hornets 132-91. The Hawks won by 41 points. The last time the Hawks had a 40-point victory or more was all the way back in December of 2017. Absolutely incredible stuff by the Hawks. And the Hawks were, again, the walking wounded. They did not have Jalen Johnson. They did not have Trae Young. They did not have Onyeka Okongwu. They did not have Kobe Bufkin. They did not have Sadiq Bey. I could go on and on about the guys they didn't have. The guys they did have, DeJounte Murray finished the game with 28 points, 12 dimes. And then you had Bruno Fernando, who exploded for 25 points and had just this incredible posterization slam dunk over former Tennessee Volunteer Grant Williams. Bruno absolutely put Grant Williams on a poster, and that made my night watching Bruno Fernando ball out like he did. I mean, like I've said, Bruno Fernando, since stepping in for Onyeka Okongwu, has done a really nice job coming off the bench. And, you know, the Hawks have really needed somebody to go pick up those minutes since Okongwu's been hurt, but Bruno was just absolutely incredible. He was absolutely incredible. And then the other guy that really stood out for the Hawks was Garrison Matthews, who finished the night with 20 points. Matthews shot the ball extremely well from three. And the Hawks really took out their frustrations against the Hornets. As I said, the Hornets were, you know, struggling. They didn't have a lot of their starters, and neither did the Hawks. But the Hawks wanted this game more. And so what was special and so unique about this Hawks-Hornets game? Well, it was University of Georgia night. And so what that meant was I was able to purchase a ticket package from the Atlanta Hawks. And me, my dad, shout out to my Uncle Kevin, and shout out to my boy David Glassman. We got to go to a suite up at State Farm Arena, and we got to hear a Q&A with Dominique Wilkins, the greatest Atlanta Hawk and the greatest University of Georgia Bulldog of all time. We got to hear Steve Holman, the radio voice of the Atlanta Hawks for over 40 years, narrate said Q&A, and Neek spoke glowingly about the University of Georgia. He had nothing but wonderful things to say about my alma mater, the University of Georgia. He talked about what drew him to Georgia. He talked about his son, Jacob, who is committed to the University of Georgia. Neek confirmed to us last night that they will be taking 21 down from the rafters, and his son, Jacob, who is a junior at Grayson High School, he will be wearing 21 when he gets to Athens in a couple of seasons. That is just wonderful news from the GOAT, Dominique Wilkins. I mean, to tell you guys more about this room, it was a real intimate setting, and I was, like, pretty close to Dominique. Like, I was within, you know, it was truly a remarkable experience to get to hear story and to get to hear fans ask the legendary Hall of Famer, not only the greatest Atlanta Hawk ever, but the greatest Georgia Bulldog basketball player ever, in Dominique Wilkins. It was truly, truly special. Just to get to hear Neek talk and just to get to be around greatness and somebody, you know, who I never saw play, but somebody who has always been an inspiration to me. I've always been the biggest of Neek fan. You know, I'll go on YouTube and just watch hours of Dominique dunks. You know, his great days with the Hawks. I've watched, like, as many documentaries about Dominique as I could get my hands on. I've just always been fascinated by him. And he wore the number 21. And not only did he wear the number 21, but that was my number in high school. I wore the number 21 for multiple reasons. One, my dad's high school basketball number was 12, so the reverse of that is 21. So I was like the second generation for my high school team. And then 21 because of Neek. I mean, when I think of 21, I think of Neek. So getting to be around such a legend who graced us with his presence on Saturday night, like Dominique Wilkins, was truly special. It was incredible. And they also had Dominique Wilkins trivia before he came to speak. And the guy asked, what year did Dominique get inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame? So I raised my hand really quick and I just shouted out 2006 like it was nothing. For those of you that know me, like trivia like that, that's child's play. Like I definitely know my sports trivia for sure. So like I said, getting a chance to be around and to get to hear the great Dominique Wilkins and to be that close to him in the flesh was so cool. It was awesome. Definitely an experience I'll never forget. And I know my guys, my Uncle Kev, my dad, and my boy David Voss feel the same way. We also get these sweet co-branded Hawk Georgia hats. They're pretty cool. Just the whole experience was just incredible. And as I like to say, you know, glory, glory to old Georgia. And once a dog, always a dog. How sweet it is. So getting a chance to be in that room with a bunch of other wonderful Georgia alumni was really, really cool. And to get to have the great Dominique Wilkins talk on Georgia night, it just made it so special. I'm glad I got to do that this weekend. I'm glad I got to support the greatest collegiate university on this planet, University of Georgia, a school that I have loved for my entire life and that I am a proud alum of. So now, guys, we're going to round it out with some Atlanta Braves conversation this week as the Atlanta Braves begin their regular season coming up on Thursday, 3:05 first pitch on opening day as the Braves travel up to Philadelphia and take on those dastardly Phillies. What's going to be cool about this matchup, though, Spencer Strider getting the opening day start. Spencer Strider's been absolutely lights out in spring training, and now he's got a curveball. The fact that Strider is now a three-pitch pitcher, he's got his heater, he's got his curveball, and he's got his changeup, that's going to make him even more dangerous. And I have a really good stat for you guys about Spencer Strider. Spencer Strider is at 8-0 against the Philadelphia Phillies in the regular season. So I feel really good about that. We know about that ballpark. We know it's a glorified Little League stadium with how short the porches are. And it's just a very small ballpark. So hopefully the Braves get their hitting shoes on and can really get after these Phillies pitchers. You know, it's really going to be a big-time matchup on opening day. You got Zach Wheeler and Spencer Strider with two aces going like that on opening day. It really doesn't get much better than that. Both hard-throwing righties getting after it. So I'm really excited about seeing Strider on opening day for the Atlanta Braves. I did watch a little bit of the Braves' spring training game today against the Boston Red Sox. I saw Ronald Acuna hit a line drive. It ended up being a fly ball out, but just hearing the sound of the ball coming off Acuna's bat, it just sounds different. And I feel like Acuna, I know he's coming off his MVP year, and I know it's hard to think about what numbers he could put up, but he could really, really have another special season for the Braves. I think with Acuna being the catalyst and everything, you know, you feel really good about how deep this Braves lineup is, and then you think about the rotation. You think about, you know, Strider and Fried and Sale and Morton and Ronaldo Lopez. Yes, Lopez is in the rotation for now. I think ultimately Lopez is going to go in the bullpen, though, because I think that's where he's most suited. The Braves have got to figure out the fifth starter going forward, but for now it's Ronaldo Lopez. Again, I'm so pumped for Braves baseball. Just excited to have them back on my TV. Just another team to root for. going on as we get into the spring and summer, as that is the peak time for Atlanta Braves baseball. So now, guys, I'm going to tell you about FanForAllSeasons.com. It's our website where you can go. You can check out our merchandise store. You can get your comfy colors, hoodies, t-shirts, and everything at the merchandise store. Our hoodies come in red, gray, and cardinal. Cardinal's like that darker red, and then you have that classic like Georgia Falcons red that we have them in. We also have our alternate logo shirts in black and white. You can get those at the Fan for All Seasons merchandise store. You can also listen to our latest episode when this episode drops. You can tune into it at fanforallseasons.com. Just go into the Listen Now tab. If you like this podcast, you can find us on any major podcast platform. Give us a like, give us a follow. That is Fan for All Seasons. And now, guys, it's time to get one last word from our sponsor this week. And Fan for All Seasons is brought to you in part by Georgia Smoke Barbecue, authentic original smoke barbecue catering. You can learn more at georgiasmoke.com. So, guys, I do want to say this real quick. We're going to be off again next week with it being the Easter holiday. I hope everyone has a wonderful time with friends and family and celebrating Easter. And Easter's all about being with loved ones. And so I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter. And we'll be back in 2 weeks to talk more sports. So this has been Jim and Joe. And this has been another exciting installment of the Fan for All Seasons podcast. Go Dawgs! Happy Easter!